Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. And we're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, proper pronunciation, Yahweh. To his people, Israel. So we're going to stroll down on the international side and see you all join us for another episode. And we'll see if we can get something going on. Let's stroll down on the international side and see you all join us for another episode, part number 8. All right. All the slots are still. That's 195 international countries. Man, what's flashing? I'm New York, New York on the international side. What's flashing around the dash, well, let me see it. 104-721. 104-721. Okay, we got a memo saying Mr. Tiff will be a few minutes late, so what we'll do, I guess we'll get something going on until the elder is ready to bring you all the what's going on in the broadcast. We'll wait for the elder. Mr. Tilson, we'll get something going on. We'll go straight to Brother Yahweh Israel, and we'll get something going on to the elder coming to the room. But we'll have something going on and we'll pause when he get to the room. Got a memo saying he'll be a few minutes late. All right, so when you meet your brother, what loud voice you say, Brother Yahdah Israel. Yahqua be with you there, see right. Brother Yahdah Israel. Yahqua be with you there, see right. Okay. Sir, we working on Brother Yahdah's microphone. Okay, well, I'll tell you what we do. We'll bring Mr. Tibbs in and the elder in, and he'll give you, tell you, bring the broadcast, and we'll come back to him. By the time you got his microphone ready to go, we'll come back with it. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahqua bless you there, see you right.
And Yahqua bless you. See as well as see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua there, Elder. Well, we thought we had a memo saying you'd be a few minutes late, so I guess you're ready to go. We do see you there, so 195 international countries, they ready to hear something. 104-721 is in the room flashing, and memos are coming in as we speak, all across the dash, and we're looking at them. 104-721, so take your time and let's see what Yahqua put on you, and take number 8. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like we have another outcome of attending members that came to hear the words of Yahqua. 104,721 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahqua. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to hear the words that we all came to hear. Because we know that most of us came to hear those words, and some listening, they never understand. And that's without proper teaching. And come to see those things in the Bible that most of us can see, and some can never find. And that's the uninformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahqua that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. There's those that camouflage their evil teachings for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So to help guide you through these dark times, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahqua's ministry. That's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahqua's word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and you found that which you have sought now in Yahqua's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time started at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Even that smartwatch you have will work. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says to us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahqua, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahqua glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six Atlantic camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program will be repeated in its entirety after 10:30. To get there, write on your search engine and any of your devices, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. We also make it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any day or number of days. We are now also, after the broadcast on Broad Talk, on Pell Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online there will be elders to answer any questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table by the elders that are holding it, either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple texts answered. Fair to follow the righteous act. Either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before the teaching times, we will continue our teaching of Broad Talk on Pell Talk. Remember, Yahuwah be with you all. So when doing this, remember 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants of the saints." Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We should pass our program back to our seer Israel and continue our teaching. At this time, I'll say hallelujah, Yahuwah, and guess I'll open my book and continue reading myself. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Elder, I was, again, messing around with a bunch of switches and everything else, so I guess, well, there it is. What can we say? All right, good enough. One thing about it, in the broadcast, when it, when it, when we go off, space and not we going off because we will continue on Pep Talk Radio. It's very important, Steve Ray, to understand that so much information that have to be got out and the world understand one thing. If this message do get out and the foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up, and that's the danger part about it. So whatever interference can be done, slow this word down, definitely going to make it. That's why we have a short broadcast, but he blessed us to take that same message to the Pal Talk room where the elders will be there to questions or comments or change anything pertain to the lesson that you are hearing today. It's about the lesson that you're hearing today or whatever topic they have going on, because that's how it really operates, to help those that need help and wants help. Because we as a people, we wondering for help. And guess what? You are bound to help. So now, and this series is a very important series because it's saying the due order of YHWH. And a lot of calls have never heard that due order from YHWH. They never heard that. So we got a lot of work to do to show you the due orders of Yahweh's through his people Israel. And see, that's a whole other topic right there through his people Israel, because right now with our mindset, we lump all Israel together, but Israel is a divided, split kingdom. So that's why I said this will be a long series on the due order of Yahweh. Let's stand on that. Go and find Brother Yahweh Israel and get something going on, and we'll do the best we can, and we'll pass it on to the elders and keep it moving. But when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you there, C. Roy.
Well, bless you, C. Israel. C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahweh there, Brother Yahweh. Now, Israel, well, one thing about tomorrow is the day off. We let the radio station kind of cool down a little bit until we come back to we as the 6 in the morning come back Wednesday. But right now, we might as well just heat up a little bit more on the series that we're teaching on called The Due Order of YHWH. And always the due order is how you start your lesson. So you want to have your mighty one to lead the way in your lesson. So how about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's get a little Luke going on and see which way he wants his lesson to go. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, Brother Yahweh Israel. So let's see exactly how do he operate. What do he say that he do in Sirach 10, verse 1? What do he say he do? Let's run to a seer in Sirach 10, 1. Let's see what he say he do. Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, Book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. A wise seer will instruct his people. The government of a prudent seer is well ordered.
Mm-hmm. A wise seer will instruct his people, because that's the game changer. They have to be instructed. A wise seer will instruct his people. Let's precept that to 37:23 of the same book of Sirach. Let's get a second witness on that, and then we'll move on. A wise seer will instruct his people. So understand one thing. If you're in anointed leadership, your major goal is to instruct your peoples. That's the key, see, right here. Let's see what it says over here in the book of Sirach, 37, verse 23.
The book of Sirach 37, verse number 23 reads, "A wise seer instructs his people, the fruit of his understanding, fail not.
And the fruit of his understanding will fail not. And matter of fact, since you said that, let's precept that fruit of understanding. What do you mean by the fruit of your understanding will fail not? So James 3:18, and see what that's supposed to mean. See, man, one thing. He'll put the spirit on you, and the fruit of his understanding will fail not. What that supposed to mean? Precept your Bible to James 3:18, what it say?
Look at James chapter 3, verse 18 reads, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Read that again, Brother Young Daniel Israel. What that say again?
The book of James chapter 3, verse number 18. And the fruit of righteousness, Torah instruction, is sown in peace of them that make peace.
So, and them that make peace. So when you got the right spirit on you, your job is to try to make peace. But you make peace according to leaving them the understanding of the word of Yahweh. The fruit he's talking about is of righteousness. That's big talking, that's it right here. So I got to get a little bit more out of that since we're there. I just want to say John chapter 4, verse 34 through 38. Got to get a little bit more out of that. And one thing about it, see right here. Take notes, six them on the count, because one thing, like we keep saying, you're going to be on the clock. All these things are going to come up right before your classrooms. And you're supposed to be prepared, and you will be prepared if you understand the protocol and the orders of Yahweh. You will be prepared. What we're telling you, going to come back, knock, knock on the door. Who are you? I come to hear the word of Yahweh. Okay, you made it to the right place. Come on in. Look what we say in St. John chapter 4, 34 through 38. Listen good now.
Look at St. John chapter 4, verse number 34 through 38 reads. Look at St. John 4, verse number 34. Yahweh the Son said unto them, by me is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Verse 35, say not you, there are yet 4 months, then come his harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. Verse 36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth the fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Verse 37, and herein is that, saying truth, one soweth and another reapeth. Verse 38, I sent you to reap that, for you bestow no labor, other men's labor, and you are entered into their labor.
That's big talk with that seed, right? You that man just said? Now, he said some powerful things. He said, I sent you to reap what you have not sowed. But you in another man's, that means this thing has already been orchestrated already by way back in Exodus. It's already been laid. So we walking in the labors of some men that we need to read who we talk about. We go on and find out who we talk about, who labor that we is have to walk into them. And who's the them? We got to read a little bit and see, right? We're going back to Deuteronomy and see, we're supposed to know more about these men we're getting ready to read than anybody on the face of the planet. Because you reap it and sow it in their labor. So do you know who we're talking about? Huh? You kind of lost, huh? Look at WCC. Come on, Sarah. Okay, well, let's see who we're talking about. Well, what we're supposed to know. We're supposed to know this in the book of Acts. Make it Exodus. Yeah. In the book of Exodus, we're supposed to know these things right here. Because we're walking into the footsteps of those that have done this work before us. And we have to understand these things. And who have done the work before us? Let's see what it says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, and skip down to verse number 15. then run over to Exodus 4, verse 5. So between these three verses right here will let us know. Well, you might want to throw 16 in there, too. Let me go back over that again. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. And we'll look at verse 15 and 16. And then we'll skip down to Exodus 4, verse 5. Now, your Lord wants that come out of your loins. Souls to know the one that have labored before their fathers. They need to know the ones by name. What is their name in order? Exodus chapter 3, verse number 3-6. Skip down to 15 and 16 and go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. Find a verdict. You're on the clock. Out of Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Exodus 3, verse number 6. Number 15 and 16 reads, book of Exodus 3, verse number 6. Moses said, I am the Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh. Verse 15. Yahweh said, Moreover unto Moses, but shall you say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, seeing that which is done to you in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. And that's 4 verse 5, too, Brother Young Guy, isn't it?
Exodus 4, verse number 5. That they may believe that Yahweh of your fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, have appeared unto you.
Mm-hmm. And when you mention about your fathers, let's see what words you're supposed to use every time. Let's go to 2 Timothy. This is what the words you're supposed to use when you stay in the book. What words you're supposed to use to mention about your fathers? In 2 Timothy, now Paul was instructing Timothy that's one to be elder to go forward. He was instructing him on how to use words properly. 2 Timothy 1 verse 3. So this is what you're supposed to be saying, because the word that will come up some out of those mouths called ancestors. No. That ain't the word you're supposed to use when it pertains to your fathers. Let them use that concern to their fathers. But your father's supposed to be what is written in 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. Who is that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 2 Timothy 1, verse number 3. I thank Yahweh, whom I served from my forefathers with pure conscience. Without ceasing, I remember of you and my prayers night and day.
Mm-hmm. So we supposed to make sure our loved ones know about our forefathers. And our forefathers is written in our record book. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel in the 32nd chapter of Genesis. So your loved ones that you have supposed to be clear of who your forefathers is, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's the key. So keep that in your mind. And then one thing he says that the job have to be really petite real good in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 through 26. Let's see what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 down to verse 26. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 24 through 26 reads, because 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, the servant of Yahweh, and the servant of Yahweh must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Verse 25, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Yahweh pre-adventure will give their repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. Verse 26, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Take that something. So you got to have patience. You have to have patience, and you got to strive, and you got to be gentle enough to one thing, lose all the month of gone contests, and understand one thing. You got to have that patience to let them bump the gums and meet them where they at and show them the word of Yahweh. And that's the game changer, see it right here. Don't always go be quick to get a statement in. Listen good, and be ready when your time comes. And you got to have the right spirit and the patience. He said, that is a servant of Yahweh. You must have the right spirit, and you must have, you can't get frustrated and just ask Yahweh. So the world picked up on Daniel, and they said something about Daniel 6, verse 3. What did they say about Daniel 6, verse 3? Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Yes, sir. What did they say about Daniel?
The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse number 3 reads, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him.
Because Daniel had an excellent spirit in him. And the key to it is we must have a Daniel excellent spirit, because Yahweh saying, I have gave you the mother lode, the word of Yahweh. So you have to have patience to be able to deal with Yahweh's word, because you're trying to pull those you come in contact with in 2 Timothy 2:26. For what reason again? Why are you trying to pull them again? Brother Yahweh Israel in 2 Timothy 2:26. So you got to come up with the strategy according to the word of Yahweh to pull them from the what in 2 Timothy 2:26.
Because 2 Timothy 2, verse 26, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Mm-hmm. And how you know you're in the snare of the devil? Because if you're doing Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you in the snare of the devil. You got your loved ones in the snare of the devil. Christianity, Islam, Judaism have nothing to do with this Bible. So if you see any one of your loved ones and it's a Christian, Islam, Judaism, that's the snare of the devil. So now Yahweh will give you the wisdom to understand that have nothing to do with his word. It's totally opposite on it. So we have to come up with a strategy to understand that some of you, our best loved ones that have brought us good bread, raised us up and everything. But the bottom line, with the book open, they in a snare of the devil. Because Yahweh never told you to keep Sunday, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and hog eating. But we do everything we just got through saying. Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, and hog eating. And that's what we do. So that's why we have to have patience enough to, when they ready to hear some good book, we have to be patient enough to show them the good book. And that's the key, see, right here. Because our loved one is in a snare of the devil. Anytime you call him Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Sunday worshiping, hog eating, and starch eating, you're in a snare of the devil. All that stuff going to slow you down, and you'll never have the energy you need to take care of Yahweh's business, because you're in a snare of the devil, because you learned all that from the other nations. But now, Yahweh has said some great things in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. But he said something. Let's see what he says in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse number 9 reads, book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse number 9. For a great door and effectual is open unto me. There are many adversaries.
Many adversaries. But he's talking about a great door, see, right now. See, when you hear stuff like that, a great door has been opened for me, the first thing that will come into your mind is what comes in your mind. We know what comes in your mind, but we're going to precept that and see exactly what they're saying. Now, even end time prophecy, Revelation 3, verse 8. See, when you precept your Bible, a great door was open to me. That was Paul just said. Now, but you know what they do? They're sitting there like a top. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to precept it like a top. Revelation 3, verse 8. What are you talking about?
Book of Revelation 3, verse number 8 reads, I know your works. You have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. Thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and have not denied my name.
Again, he don't say, I'll sit before you another open door. I got an open door for you. You the man just saying? Now where your mind is. See where your mind is, see? Because there's nowhere in any religious institution going to get you out of this but the six anointed camps. I sit before you a door. It's open. No man can open it. No man can shut it. What are you talking about? Keep precepting your Bible. Back on St. John chapter 10. And we pick at verse 6 to 16. So we're going to let this run right past you. You're going to catch it. He's going to tell you bottom line some things. It's up to you to catch it. But probably six anointed cats will catch it. See, we can do more in class than we can do. But we just going to throw it out there. Let me say, sit before your open door. It's up to you. Paul said a great door was sitting before him. You're like that stone. Now's a door. A stone, now's a door. But watch what he say in 10, verse 6 through 16. Listen to this.
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 6 through 16 reads. Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 6. This parable spake Yahweh the Son to them, but they understood not what thing they were which he spake unto them. Verse 7. Then said Yahweh the Son unto them again, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse number 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man or woman enter in, yet she shall be saved. She shall go in and out and find pastures. Verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to kill, but for to steal, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 12. He that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not. See if the wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Verse 13. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. Verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Verse 16. Other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold, one shepherd.
Ain't that something? Hey, that's nice. That's nice. That's nice right there. Now, did you hear what the man just said? Now, did you hear what the man said? Oh, my goodness. Verse 7, verse 9. Listen to this. Verse 7, verse 9.
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 7, verse number 9 reads, St. John, chapter 10, verse number 7. Then said Yahweh the Son unto them, again, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse number 10, the thief coming not.
That's 79. That's good, 79. So you see, now you see who the door is? Give me nine again, Bob Yagdai Israel.
Verse number 9. I am the door. By me, if any man and woman enter in, they shall be saved and shall go in and out. Fine passage.
So you see what the man saying? So he letting you know, see, he is the door, and if you go in it any other way, he got it written by him being the door. If you go in it any other way, and what he just said, you are walking, you are living, walking of a 10-1 of St. John. You are a living 10-1. What did it say?
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he or she that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
See what he said? But he also said in verse 14 and 15 something. He said something in verse 14 and 15. Now what we're going to do with this? What he says in St. John again, 10, verse 14 and 15. What do you say that, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Book of St. John 10, verse 14 and 15. Verse number 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. Verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep.
He's a good shepherd, and he lays his life down for the sheep. And what else he says in verse 16 about that? So this good shepherd said he lays his life down for the sheep. What he says in 16 there, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Verse number 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. That's the way it sounds, WCC. It sounds like that's where you come in at, right? That's exactly right. WCC, 500 million members. That's exactly right. You are the other sheep that's what you teach. You the other sheep, right? Then we precept the Bible and you tell me who right. Is you right? The other sheep is all the other 17 nations. That's how they come in. That's what you teach. But what we'll do, we just precept the Bible and we'll go to the 11th chapter of Zechariah on the seer and see exactly what he's talking about in verse 14. Let's see if you can hold up. That's all. This other sheep that's not of this fold. Way over here in chapter 11, verse 14.
Book of Zechariah, chapter 11, verse number 14, read. Book of Zechariah, chapter 11, verse number 14. Then I cut asunder my other steps, even bands, that I may break the brotherhood between Yagdah, Judah, southern kingdom, and Israel, northern kingdom.
Oh. Got a little egg on your face behind that one, huh? Then all you do, precept that again, at 30 verse 4 of Isaiah. That's all you do, precept that to 30 verse 4 of Isaiah, and then we get back to moving, WCC. 500 million members. Let's go see what it says over here in by another seer called Isaiah in 30 verse 4. Let's see, can we connect them again? Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse number 4. For his princes, were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanan.
Wait a minute, Brother Yagdai Israel. We should be in Isaiah 30, verse 4. How about making Jeremiah? Thank you for catching that, Brother Yagdai Israel. Thanks for catching me real good. 30, verse 4. Matter of fact, read 2. Let's get warmed up. 2 and 4. Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 2 and 4. Brother Yagdai Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Look at Jeremiah 30, verse 2. Verse number 4 reads, Book of Jeremiah 30, verse 2. Thus speak of Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, say, but ye are the words that I have spoken unto you in a book.
Or some it's in the book. Well, hold that point. It's in the book. It's all the words that Jeremiah wrote down in the book, the book of Jeremiah. What did he write in the book? What did he write in the book in verse 4?
Verse number 4. These are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. It is all concerning northern and southern kingdom. This whole, when you're reading this Bible, it's all concerning southern and northern kingdom. That's why I said we've been destroyed with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and false brothers that teach that it's another way. No, if you come up another way, you're thieving robber. But you got to find out, okay, well, since that's where we at, how do we get in? That's another lesson. Because, see, this thing is all about 22-22. That's what it's all about. This whole book is about 20 to 22. And we'll leave it like that. Let's see what it says. This whole book is about. Verse 29 and verse 22.
Book of Jeremiah 30, verse number 20 through 22 reads. Book of Jeremiah 30, verse 20. Your children also shall be as aforetime. Their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 21, their nobles shall be of themselves, their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages mine to approach unto me, save Yahweh? Verse 22, he shall be my people, and I will be your Yahweh.
So that's why we keep telling you, see, right here, that the thing is about it, just learn the Bible. And I'm saying, you ain't got to lay intense with that one-eyed Satan. The Bible tell you the whole story. And if we want to beat it just a little bit, we might as well just go to Isaiah 14, 1 through 5, and then we're through with that. So we even know when it's going to happen. See, we know when it's going to happen. We ain't got to pay that one-eyed Satan, no, never mind. Remember, a wise seal will instruct his people. But the people that still got to instruct is the elders, the men and women, the elders. And all of a sudden, and also, for that point, and also what got to be done, like Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 through 14. Just for a minute, we're going back to, and come right back here. See, that's why we come on with the right spirit, because you have to be instructed according to writing. And all our job is give you what's written. And 4 verse 10 to 14, listen good, of Ephesians.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 10 through 14 reads. Book of Ephesians 4, verse number 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fulfill all things. Verse 11. He gave some apostles, some seers, some elders, some teachers, some fathers, verse number 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son. Verse 13, do we all come into the unity of the covenant and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh unto a perfect man and woman, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to the deceived.
Read a couple more verses of that, brother. Get a couple more in there just to kind of, you know how mom back in the day used to make that old cake, and they put a little bit more on top of it. Just put a little more cream in them. And about reading a couple of verses there, brother, y'all got yes, sir.
Verse number 14. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahweh the Son. Verse 16. With whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that, which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body until the edifying of itself in love.
And look, the only way you edify this body, you got to edify this body, see, right? This body. He's talking about a body of people that got to be edified. You know, not you got to put the information on a body of people that he's talking about and edified. So now, in First Thessalonica, what they call it, chapter 1, verse 10, so with all the understanding, so we're trying to fit you together before the return of him. Because when we do return, he's telling you exactly in 1 verse number 9 and 10, he's telling you something. And 1 Thessalonica 1 verse 9 and 10, he's telling you something. You know what we're doing? We're reading what he's telling you. What are you telling you in 1, 9, and 10?
Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, number 9, verse number 10 reads. Book of 1 Thessalonians 1, verse number 9. For they themselves show us, for they themselves show of us, what manner of earning, entering in we had unto you, how ye turned to Yahweh from idols to serve the living and true Yahweh. Verse 10, to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Yahweh the son which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Is that something? Look at that. He has already delivered you from the wrath to come. But when he comes, he's going to bring wrath. So you ought to be happy when right now you got a Psalm 141 verse 5 in your midst. You got a 141 verse 5 and kick back to verse 3, and all you got to be is in verse 3. If you know you got a 141 verse 5 after you read it, all you got to be is verse 3. That's all. Let's see the thing. 145 verse 5, and all you got, you sheep, you be verse 3, and anointed leadership would be verse 5. Let's see what it says.
The book of Psalm 141, verse number 5, up to verse number 3. Psalm 141. Verse 5, let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, but yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. Verse 3, set a watch, O Yahweh, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips.
So you see, you'll be the verse 3. And the sixth anointed can be verse 5. And that is called bringing your body together. If you understand that anointed leadership is 5 and you sheep is 3. If you got that, watch how it works for you. It'll work for you if you understand that. If you understand that protocol right there, it'll work for you. Let's go back to Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. Let's go back to Romans chapter, but we ain't really been there. But we might as well go there. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. What does it say that brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Romans, chapter 5, verse number 1 through 5 reads. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with Yahshua the Father, through our Yahshua the Son. Verse number 2, by whom also we have accepted by the covenant to his mercy, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the greatness of Yahweh. Verse number 3, not only so, we honor in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Verse number 4, patience, experience hope. Verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in our mind by the righteous spirit which is given unto us.
Now, wait a minute, brother Yahweh Israel. Now you're saying that it's a few things go with this thing. This is the part that we have a problem with. It's 3 down to verse 5. Take your time there, brother Yahweh Israel. You know, see, one thing we have a problem with when the cover come off our feet a little bit. But Paul is telling Northern Kingdom, now the cover come off your feet a little bit. He's telling you again how you folks respond through this red, because you're talking about eternal life. You think you're just going to be Teflon and get it. 3, 4, and 5 in that fifth chapter of Romans. Listen good.
The book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 3, 4, and 5 reads. Book of Romans 5, verse 3. Not only so, but we honor in tribulation. So knowing tribulation, work in patience. Verse 4, patient experience. Experience hope. Verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yahweh the Father is shed abroad in our minds by the righteous spirit which is given unto us.
Is that plain? So you're gonna the cover gonna come off your toe. And he said, now when the tribulation, you got to understand you gonna get some tribulation. It ain't no way of getting around it. But he's telling you, you gotta have one word after that tribulation that's gonna hit you. You gotta have what again, that brother Yahya as well?
Tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
And that's what gives us all the time. So on the tribulation hit us, we got no patience. I understand you think this thing is a cakewalk. No, you're going to have the patience. The patience to do what? And Joel 2, verse 7. Let's see what the patience holds to have you to do, although you're getting hit real hard. What does it tell you not to do in Joel 2, verse 7?
Book of Joel chapter 2, verse number 7 reads. Book of Joel 2, verse 7. They shall not break their rank.
Gotta have patience. When Yahweh deliver you, and you gotta have patience. Now Paul was invited to the great big temple of Yahweh, you know. So Paul was, Peter said, okay, I'll follow you. You got something to say? He said, yeah. You know, I never shy away from a good microphone. Said, okay, well, go and get up there. Teach you of the Northern Kingdom. Get on up there and make a couple statements there. So Paul, which is teacher of the lead teacher for the Northern Kingdom, he went on, got up there to the microphone, and he said a few things. And let's see what he says in the 12th chapter. He, you know, he said some things in verse 4 down to verse number 12. I mean, 10, yeah, no, make it, just stop it, 10. That's good. That we. So Paul got a chance to get on the microphone, and all of Peter and them will listen to him. So go and grab the microphone, Paul. So here you go, and the 12th chapter, verse 4 down to verse 10. And what do you say to that, brother Yahdai Israel? Hold the chicken. Come on.
Book of Hebrew.
Yes, sir.
Book of Hebrew, chapter 12, verse number 4 through 10, read. Book of Hebrew, the word Hebrew, chapter 12, verse number 4. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Verse 5. You have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, my daughter, despise not thou the chastening of Yahweh, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Verse number 6. For whom Yahweh loveth, he chasteneth. Scourges every son and daughter whom he receives. Verse number 7. If you endure chastisement, if you endure chastening, Yahweh dealeth with you as with sons and daughters. For what son or daughter is he or she whom the father chasteneth not? Verse number 8. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards, not sons. Verse number 9. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh who corrected us. We gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Verse 10. For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, we might be partakers of his righteousness.
But one thing we do know that David says, Solomon said, but this was Solomon, David's boy, saying in the 26th chapter. Proverbs. This is what the wisest man in the world said. Now, you heard what he just said, right? That means, remember he said, let the righteous smite me? You're supposed to be able to, you know, because when this man come back, he ain't gonna ask you nothing. His talk is over when he returns. So, he told Solomon, which is the wisest man in the world, so it's something you on the clock. But you leave something there for them to pick up in the 26th chapter. Let's start at verse 12. Let's get just a little bit. Let's get this but a little bit out of 12. Let's get our point. What did the wisest man in the world say?
The book of Proverbs?
Yeah, 26. Pick up verse 26, 12.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse number 12 reads. Proverbs 26, verse 12. See thou a man wise, see thou a man and woman wise in their own conceit. There's more hope of a fool than of him or her.
Hey.
Verse number 12. Verse 13. The sleuth of man says, there's a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. Verse 14. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth a sloop upon his beam. Verse 15, the sloop out of his hand in his book, it grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. Verse 16, the slug is wiser in his own conceit. There's seven men that can render a reed. Verse 17, he that passeth by and belly with strife, belonging not to him, and like one that taketh a dog by the ears. Verse 18, as a madman who casteth firebrand, arrow, and death.
Read verse 15 again. Read verse 15 again.
The book of Proverbs 26, verse 15. The sloopful hide of his hand in his book, it grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth.
you see the man say? So this is the leader that we have before us now, see right here. Now, look at the definition of what that word means. Look at that word, so we be clear on tape 8. What that word mean there about Yagda Israel? You know, we need to know what that word means. About, let's hear what that word means, verse 15. Let me know. Oh, young guys. Huh?
One second there.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at sloopful.
Yes, sir.
I'm reading from dictionary.com. Mm-hmm. Definition for sloopful. Fatigue made himself sloopful.
Fatigue. Mm-hmm. So fatigue will make you sloopful. You know, it makes you tired. You know, otherwise you don't have the energy to do. This is what you're created to do. This is what you created to do. Once you know who you really are, this is what you created to do. This right here. But it's, and Sirach 32, pick up verse 17. So you was created to do this until he come. And like I said, again, we'll take you all that Wednesday, but you was created to do this. This one thing you don't be slothful or super in is this. This is your life. This what you're going to be called on about. This. Not to work to your left, not to your right. What you're going to be called on is about this. Look what it says over in 32, figure verse 17 till we get our point. Figure verse 17 till we get our point.
Because it's right. Chapter 32, verse number 17, read. A sinful man or woman will not be reproved, but find of an excuse according to their will. Verse 18, man and woman of counsel will be considerate, but a strange and proud man and woman is not done with fear. Even when of himself or herself have done without counsel. Verse number 19, do nothing without advice. When thou hast once done, repent not. Verse number 20, go not in the way wherein thou mayest fall, and stumbleth not among the stones. Verse 21.
That's good enough. That's good enough for time's sake. So he tells you do nothing without counsel. But you know what we'll do? We'll do everything without counsel. We'll do everything without counsel. Otherwise, we will ignore that. We are counsel among ourselves. And then the seer is picked us up from Proverbs 26. And we'll do counseling ourselves. We'll figure this out. But guess what? That's out of the will of Yahuwah. It tell you don't do it. So in Sirach 6 and 7, 35 through 37, it tells you exactly what to do. So what do? We do all our great big thinking among ourselves. So we page the Bible, no, never mind, and this is your roadmap to success for yourself if you follow it to the letter. And the seer's job is to pass it to the elders, and the elders get it to the teachers. And the teachers get it to the fathers, and the fathers get it to the mothers, and kids get it from the mother. That is the order of Yahuwah. That is the due order of Yahuwah. But you know what we do? We ignore the Bible on critical points, and then we all know what happened. Because when Sirach 6:6 come on the table and 7 and 35 through 37, you're going to pay it no never mind. You know what we do? We're just going to read it and see what it says. And you look in the mirror and tell me, do you follow what it says in 6:6 and verse 7 and 35 through 37? Do you follow this? Let's see what it says.
Book of Sirach chapter 6, verse number 6, verse number 7, verse 35 through 37 reads. Book of Sirach 6, verse number 6. Be at peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counselor of 1,000. Verse 7. If you would just get a friend, prove them first. Be not hasty to credit any. Verse 35. Be willing to hear every Yahuwah discourse. Let not the parable of understanding escape you. Verse 36. If thou seest a man or woman of understanding, if he be tethered to them, let thy foot wear the step of his door. Verse 37. That thy mind be upon the ordinance of Yahuwah. Meditate continually in his Torah instructions. Shall establish your mind, give you wisdom at your own desire.
So what we mess up at? What did we mess up at? We mess up because we ignore that point right there. He said, you can be in peace for a minute, but you have one counselor. So you know the foundation was set up way back here in the book of Genesis, verse 14 through 18. Now listen to what he said. So anytime you ignore what you just got to read, that means you violating just what was said back then, the foundation of two persons. Huh? Two persons. Verse 14. For two persons, let somebody come in there, then Yahuwah pronounce sentence. Here go the sentence. Right here. 3, 14 to 18. Then you just look in the mirror. Look what happened. The seer was told to tell the wise seer instructed people. He said, I don't care what's going on, have one counsel. Anytime you add to the one, you don't have one no more. That means you're violated what is written right here in 3:14 to 18. And what it say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse number 14 through 18 reads. Book of Genesis 3, verse 14. And I quite say that this, the serpent, because you have done this. You are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. On your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Verse 15, I will put enmity between you, between the woman, between your seed and her seed. Shall bruise your head, shall bruise his heel. Verse 16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. The sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desires shall be to your earth, and he shall rule over you. Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of your wife, as eating of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake, and sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Verse 18, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you. You shall eat the herb of the field.
There's what that see right here. So anytime you violate the 14th by understanding one thing, anytime you add to the one counselor, you're not in the will of Yahuwah. You're not in the will of Yahuwah because that's not the will of Yahuwah, and there go the sentence. That sentence is going to be there until he returns. See? So all you have to do is just look. All the moves that you have made, where do the Bible support the moves that you made? Show me where, when the moves you made, where did the Bible support it at? Show me where. And that's why as a people, we're in the condition we're in right now. Because we make all our decisions with no patience and no, let's say, well, let's let the Bible guide us through what we got to do. No, well, I got the plan. You got the plan. Your plan is better than the Bible? No, the Bible is the plan. There go your plan. It's the Bible. Look what it says here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and we read verse 15. Now tell me, you know what he said in the garden, right? Look what he said in 2:15. 1 Timothy 2:15. Tell me. Now here's the right side of the book. He got Timothy right. What he said back there in Genesis, let's see what Timothy says, Paul says to Timothy in 2:15. He tell me, do this still works today?
Well, 1 Timothy 2, verse 15 reads, notwithstanding she shall be saved in childbearing, so they continue in the covenant and charity and righteousness with sobriety.
You see that? Now, is that going on today? Yeah. Yeah. Now look what's in verse 14.
Verse number 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
See? So they was, see, remember, Paul raised Timothy and Titus to take this message on. The order, when the order get out of order, you're in a crapshoot. So you're in a crapshoot. When you make your decision without the order of Yahweh, that's a crap. That's a hit or miss. It might go any kind of way. But that's why we have to tell you what the Bible says, and it's up to you to perform the Bible, not what the 17 nations have laid before you. So there it is right there. Let's go back to Ephesians 2:18. So one thing about it, we're in a crapshoot, see, right? And that's why we're in the condition we're in right now. The majority of our decisions do not be by the Bible. It's all be about what you think. What you think I should do in this case. What you know, I think you should do this. But guess what? You'll put the Bible just as far as east meets the west. Your decisions all lies in the Bible. Every move you're supposed to make, the Bible supposed to support you. Then you got the will of Yahweh over your head. So we've never been trained to understand that thing. And that's why we come with the patient to show you what we got to order, because our decision never be about the Bible. Maybe 10%. 90% is not about the Bible. It's about what you think will work. Why don't you see what the Bible says make it work? It says if you have more than one counsel, you ain't got the one no more. If you put a half to it, it's no longer one. So right there, you out of order right there. So, what you read now? Ephesians 2:18. Listen to this. Listen to this, taking out in verse 20.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18 through 20 reads. Ephesians 2, verse 18. But through him, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Verse 19. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, fellow citizens with the saints, and of the family of Yahweh the Father. Verse 20. Now built upon the foundation of the apostles, the seer, Yahweh the Son himself being the chief cornerstone.
Ain't that something? You know what this man just said? That man made a profound statement in verse 18 and 19. Did y'all catch it? Read it again there, Brother Yahweh. This is the man saying. Now listen, the title of this series we're doing is part 8 of the due order of Yahweh. Paul is bringing to a people, telling them your only way back is through this order, right here in 18 through 20. If you listen to the profound statement he making, this is a profound statement. He looked them eyeball to eyeball and said what, 18 through 20. What did he say again?
The book of Ephesians 2. Verse 18 through 20. Verse 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Verse 19. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the family of Yahweh.
See? Christianity have destroyed us. He's talking about a boat. Telling both something. But how do you get to understand who the both he's talking about? You have to be in anointed leadership to show you what the both he's talking about. Not only, you know, reading your Bibles. Stay out of the congregation of dance. What both he's talking about? See, you let the world tell you both means the same way we were a little bit earlier. That's how we come in. But really, it's the other sheep. No, you ain't the other pole. No, they ain't one talking about you. Same thing, one talking about you in the boat. Let's go to 8 chapter, verse 14. I don't have no problem with WCC. I ain't got no problem. I don't have no problem with it. I don't got no problem with it. Read verse 16. Look at 8:16 and look what it say. Then we're going to knock the dust out you some more. Look what it says in 8:16. Of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 16 reads. Book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 16. Bind up the covenant, seal the Torah instructions among my disciples.
But suppose you don't, verse 15. Now suppose you don't, verse 15.
Verse number 15. Many among them shall stumble and fall, be broken and be snared, and be taken.
See that? You'll be snared and taken. You're going to stumble and fall and be taken. Huh? You're going to stumble, fall, be taken. Now, who are you talking about in verse 14?
Verse number 14. Look at Isaiah chapter 8. Verse number 14. And he shall be for a temple, sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense, to both the family of Israel, northern kingdom, for a gin and for a snare, to the inhabitants of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom.
Ain't that something? Now you see that? So you see who the boat was way over there in Ephesians? The boat was northern and southern kingdom. So you see that? There it is right there. And this is what he tried to tell the southern and northern kingdom. If you follow the rules and regulation, look what you work with in verse 10.
verse 17. Isaiah 8, verse 10. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For Yahweh is with us.
You know, we really can play music for the rest of the night, though. We just can't. So you see the man just saying, remember, so Yahweh is with us, right? Okay. Would you stop there, or would you just put another layer on top of it? Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 4, 10 through 13. He said, Yahweh is with us. He's with us. That's what he's saying. Paul reached back and grabbed that verse. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 4, 10 through 13. Let's see how he put that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Skip down 10 through 13. Come on.
Book of 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse number 1 through 4, verse number 10 to 13 reads. The book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 1. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. For yourself, brothers and sisters, know our interest in unto you, that it was not in vain, verse number 2. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our Yahweh to speak unto you, the covenant of Yahweh, with much contention. Verse number 3, for our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. Verse 4, but as we were allowed of Yahweh to be put in trust with the covenant, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Yahweh, which trieth our mind. Verse number 10, you are witnesses, and Yahweh also, are righteous and justly and unblameable, we behave ourselves among you that believe. Verse number 11, as you know how he exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his family. Verse number 12, that you would walk worthy of Yahweh, who had called you unto his kingdom and honor. Verse 13, for this cause also thank we Yahweh without ceasing, because you receive the word of Yahweh which you heard of us. You receive it not as the word of men, as it is in truth, the word of Yahweh which especially worketh also in you that believe.
Back with one verse, and who he said that they learned the word from, back of one verse, What's that key word we're looking for there? Well, Yahweh Israel. So to learn this word, you got to learn the word from who? Back up one verse there and hammer home in grand style. Make it proud of you, brother Yahweh Israel. Back up one verse and emphasize a key word, then slanting down in verse 4 to get a second witness on that in verse 4. Back up one verse there, brother Yahweh Israel.
Verse number 4.
Yeah, no. You was right there. Back up and give me that word that we need that we just got to using in grand style. Use the word in grand style there, brother Yahweh Israel. It's in verse 13 that ye heard, that you heard in verse 13. That's all I want to say behind. I won't be surprised when you heard what in verse 13.
Look at 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. When you receive the word of Yahweh, which you heard of us.
Ain't that something? You see what I mean? Saying? The only way you're going to receive the word of Yahweh, you must hear from the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. When you finish, that's it. You got to hear from us. The last thing you're supposed to do is do the 5:7, pull the 3 verse 4, pull back to book of Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 5 through 7 and 17. So the last thing you're supposed to do is try to concoct anything up on the six anointed camps, because you lose. Because Because the only way you're going to get this understanding, you must hear from the six anointed camps. And you can forget it. Look what it says in 5 through 7. Look what the man's saying. Look what he's saying.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 through 7, verse 17 reads. Okay, Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. If you have faith, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you. We have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, who take followers, consider the end of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself. They watch for your life as they that must give account. They may do it with joy and not with grief. That is unprofitable for you.
Did I say anything to that? Now come on back to 2 verse 4. So it's up to you to understand, to recognize the signs of the time. The reason why this network is packed down, the reason why the WCC and all the big signatures in this room, 104-721 flashing, you know why? Because they clear the word of Yahweh is with the voices of the true Israelites. And the worst thing they want to see happen is all the six camps start breaking out like the Wild Wild West and teaching his brothers and sisters what the Bible is saying. So those to be a sponge, be a sponge. Listen to this understanding. Huh? Take notes. Understand what it's saying over here in 2 verse 4. Listen to what it's saying in 2 verse 4. What did it say?
Ephesians?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, come on back to verse 4 in a minute. We'll come on back and knock out verse 4 in a minute there, Brother Yagdai Israel. What it says in that, back to that first, whatever that was.
I got you.
2 verse 4. Yes, sir. Thank you.
The book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 4 reads, as ye were allowed of Yahweh, but as we were allowed of Yahweh to be put in trust with the covenant, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Yahweh, which trieth our mind.
If you hear the man saying, Yahweh, he looked down and seen the 18 nations. And Paul just telling Northern Kingdom. Let me tell you something, Northern Kingdom. Although I'm a member of the Northern Kingdom too, but I'm sent to FDL. Yahweh trusts us to give you this covenant. Yahweh trust us. So why don't y'all stop grieving me? Because your only way back with understanding is through us. Once the world understands this thing, well, they gonna know. Your only way back is through the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. They have the word to show you where you at once you bump your gums. They can go read in this Bible and show you where you at and show you how to help yourself by reading the Bible to you. Let you read in the Bible and ask you one question. Do you know what you're reading? This is our job to do. Look what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, pick up verse 16. So you see, this is our job to do. That's why we got patience. We hear your cusses off when you get ready. That's up to you. But I'll tell you one thing. Those that got ear to hear, Yahweh allow what those to hear. We must have patience to teach. That is our number one responsibility. And one tribe is to teach the rest of the 11 tribes. That's why the one tribe must understand you must take your rightful spot first. Because 11 tribes can't go jack with that you understand this. What it says over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, pick up verse 16. And look, he told Timothy to tell them what they got to be up to. And look at the word he's going to use. Keep reading until we get the word that we're looking for, Brother Yahya Israel. We're looking for a certain word in here. Let's see what it says. 4:16, come on.
Book of 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 16, you read, "For Yahweh himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archminister's spirit, with the trump of Yahweh the Father, and the dead of Yahweh the Son shall rise first." Verse 17. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet Yahweh the Son in the air."
That's good. So he gonna come down here and get you up. Ain't nobody up in the way, no way. He gonna come down and get you up. He gonna get Adam up first. So he gonna come down and get you up. Ain't nobody up in the way, because he has no need to come down to get you up. That's Christianity. He gonna come down and get you up. That's gonna be back, same way Adam and Eve and everybody else is, back in the ground. He coming down to get you up. Ain't nobody oops up in the air saying nothing to you but Satan the devil. Everything is down. He'll come down and get you back up. That's how he's gonna do it. And then he's gonna do something. And then he's gonna do something else. Let's go to the last four verses in the 21st chapter of Revelation. I'm gonna get it out the way and show you, so you can be clear exactly what he's gonna do. You might as well go and find out exactly what he's gonna do, but you won't be sitting there always thinking, and you watch people stand before your loved ones and tell you all these Christianity stories and Islam and Judaism stories. You need to know soundly how the one supposed to teach this thing on every level. They're going to always tell you exactly what he's going to do, but you can be clear exactly how he's going to do when he comes back down and take care of his business. And this is what he said he's going to do. Well, we're going to the 21st chapter. We'll make it the 20th chapter. We're going to the 20th chapter and find out exactly what he's going to do. And we'll look at verse 11 down to verse 15 so we can be clear exactly what's going to happen. There's no need you coming around and not knowing what's going on, and that's where our job come in. This is how it's going to happen. And 20 verse 11 through 15, what does it say? Revelation. End time prophecy told by John 1:17 through 19 and 4:1. It's time to wake up out of your sleep. Especially at funerals. 20, verse 11, down to verse 15.
Book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse number 11 through 15 reads. Book of Revelation 20, verse number 11. "Now saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them." Verse 12. "Now saw the dead, small and great, standing before Yahweh the Son. The books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead was judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." Verse 13. "The sea gave up the dead which was in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man and woman, according to their works." Verse 14. "Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." Verse 15. "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire."
How do they miss this? How do they miss all this good stuff exactly how it's going to happen? And look what it says in verse 10. And look what it says in verse 10. By the one you follow. Verse 10.
Verse number 10. Revelation chapter 20. Verse number 10 reads. Revelation 20, verse 10. "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, the false shepherd, pastors are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever."
And you crapped up and got yourself up into this ring. See, they know what they got coming. See, they read what they got coming. So you see that, see, ready? Mm-hmm. So you crapped away and without following anointed leadership, you go to every funeral. And ain't none is read. Ain't none of this read and written in the book exactly how it's going to happen. The one that has seen you and told you about Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, he got his place. And in, in 2541, he said, I'll tell you what, and what about you? He said, I'm going to drop it. He said, you tell them, I'm going to put 2541 on them. What did it say in Matthew 2541? So you're going to clap yourself right off into this thing. 2541 in Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 41 reads, Matthew 25, verse 41, ye shall ye say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his false minister spirit.
All you want is keeping, ignoring anointed leadership. All you want in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism that refuse to get in where you fit in at up under the six anointed camps, that is your destination right there. Huh? That's going to be your destination right there. Because you see the native plane in 721 to 23 of Matthew. Oh, I know his name. Okay. Look what he got written. In Matthew 7:21 and 23. Do you know this written in the Bible? This is him speaking in Matthew 7:21 and 23. What did he say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 27.
Well, make it 7. Matthew 7:21 and 23. How about that, Brother Yahya Israel? How about what Matthew 7 say, 21, 22, and 23? What did he say that, Brother Yahya Israel? See you right.
Book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 through 23 reads, Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Yahqua, Yahqua, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he or she that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22, many shall say to me in that day, Yahqua, have we not prophesied in your name? In your name have we cast out devils. In your name done many wonderful works. Verse 23. And then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity.
Sin. That's what you work. Sin. And St. Luke, Brother Yahya Israel, it tells us something in St. Luke 13:23. It tells us something. What do it tell us in St. Luke 13:23?
The book of Luke, chapter 13, verse number 23 reads, Luke 13, verse 23. Then said one unto him, Yahqua, are there few that be saved? He said, that's
a deal. Stop it there. Stop what he said right there. He said, Yahweh. Now, you know this guy called him again. He said, are there few going to be saved? Now he said to Yahweh. Now what will you do with that? Huh? Are few going to be saved? You precept your Bible. I don't know how to precept. I know you don't. Because you got to have the right spirit to understand how to do that. We're going to precept your Bible and see who the few he's talking about. Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 1. See, this ministry really for the six anointed camp to get on their feet. And once they're on their feet and they all can throw this thing down in one accord, and then Yahweh will intervene. He said, hey, Yahweh, how many going to be saved? He said, few going to be saved. Now we're going to run to the seer, so the seer says that in 8 verse 1. What did the seer say about it in 8 verse 1?
The second Ezra. Mm-hmm. The second Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 1 reads, he has me say, Most High Yahweh made this world for many, but the world to come for a few.
Ain't that something? But the world will come for a few, seer, are you? You understand that? But the world will come. You made for many. But guess who's going to get in there? A few. So you see? The seer talking. He's still talking in the ninth chapter. He says something 7 through 12, 15 and 18. And we'll cut it right there, Brother Yagdai Israel. So you see, the man talking through this ministry, we know exactly how it's going to happen by reading this Bible. We ain't got to watch that 1 hour faith. We understand his rules and regulations. Look what it says over in 2 Ezra, chapter 9, 7 through 12, 15 and 18, and the closing statement, Brother Yagdai Israel. And we catch you Wednesday night for some hope. A B, O-T-T-Y, 6 anointed camps. Come on.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse number 7.
7 through 12. And skip down to 15 and 18 in the closing statement. You have done your part, Brother Yahweh Israel. That's all you can do. Second Ezra, chapter 9, 7 through 12. Let me say, only a few going to make it. Only a few going to be in that number. Huh? Verse 15 and 18 in the closing statement. Come on.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 9, verse number 7 through 12, verse 15 and verse 18 read. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse number 7. Everyone that shall be saved shall be able to escape by their works, by their covenant, whereby you have believed. Verse number 8. Shall be preserved from the set peril, shall see my salvation in my land, within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. Verse number 9. Yet shall they be in pitiful case. Now I have abused my way. They that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment. Verse 10. For such as in their life have received benefit and have not known me. Verse 11. And they that have loved my Torah structures while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it. Verse 12. The same as know it after death by pain. Verse number 15. I said before, and now so speak. And I will speak it also hereafter. There be many more of them which perish, and of them which shall be saved. Verse number 18. And now when I prepared the world, which was not yet made, even for them to dwell in, that now live, no man spake against me.
So all right, the order is in place, exactly how it's going to be. Ain't nobody spoke then, and I'm going to make sure when I come back, now he's going to come back, you ain't going to speak afterwards. It's laid out how you going, what's going to happen, where you're going to be, who's going to do what. Just you do one thing, cleave on to one that's showing you the word of Yahweh. Islam, Judaism, and Christianity is from Satan, the devil. You got your loved ones in it. All you can do is wipe your eyes when you see them. Brother Yahweh Israel, closing statement. Catch you in tonight. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, a sea royal. Great work, chief, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah. Well, so we come humble, but one thing about it, we're going to tell you what thus says Yahweh, saying is up to you. But the leaders will be the six anointed camps. They the one will lead the next move, whether the world like it or not. That's how it's going to be. I'm bringing the elder one more time. Remember one thing, the elder. The elders will be on live on Pal Talk. So if you got any question pertaining to the lesson you're hearing now or what topic they got on the table, then come to the microphone or leave one scripture in there on something you don't understand, one only, and come to the microphone and say something, and they will respond to you. Huh? I'm bringing back the elder in for the closing statement and take number 8. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into our tonight's broadcast. I'm having such a good time sitting here listening to the word, I got all involved. I guess we all have got involved. But most of us came to hear those things that some of us can hear. And as I've said before, some listening never understand. But that's not a problem, because that's what we're here for, to interpret what was said to you. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open to you live from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday, parent time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you have. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. But doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O ye attendants of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in biblical detail what the feast days are, when they start, and when they end. It's a good thing to check to be informed for. Now, the live program is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type Yahuwah Radio Live, three words. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're using two email addresses also. The first, which is Tribe, it's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone that's 6 and 9 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of any program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Current time for repeating of that program will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just to choose the program you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you'd like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line toward any particular day or number of days. As was said earlier on our broadcast, we're also on Pal Talk during the time of our broadcast. It's repeated on Pal Talk as live. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Once you get there, look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working. Online there will be elders to answer questions about the Bible, topics, or related topics put on the table. There will be Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text message answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends, usually before broadcast time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants of the saints." At this time, I'll turn the program back to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. I was asking again, looking forward to hearing the elders answer any questions pertaining to the topic that you're hearing right now or whatever they decide to put on, you know. So be free to come into the room and listen good. One thing about it, anointed leadership is your only way back. Because if you recognize you are a member of the children of Israel, you must be up under anointed leadership. If you don't do that, you're out of the will of Yahuwah. Isn't you called a shepherd? Okay. I mean a sheep. You call a sheep by Yahuwah. Show me anywhere a sheep do not need a shepherd. Show me. That's what you call. Sheep. A sheep must have a shepherd. If you don't have a shepherd, you lose. Ask any sheep if they can talk. All right, enough said on that. We're going to look for the mother. And bring the mothers in every time that WCC wants to be on our way. We know we're going to cut you off. Well, you do what you got to do. Do what you got to do on your part. So we'll just run out until you shut us off. Well, Seer, why don't you say something good about us? Again, if I can find some of this book good about you, I'll say it. Let's meet the mothers and bring the mothers in. Mother D up Israel, Mother E, Mother D, we'll bring them all in. So when you meet the mothers, Mother D up Israel, Yahuwah be with you, FC, right?
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of C Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Mother E, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah be with you there, C Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of C Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. One thing I can say, the mother is you know, mother had to hem up one of the members in class, you know, because a lot of time one thing you understand something. The mother see you, and they will respond to you because everybody got a role to play. You don't just wear these titles just to be whining. We know the duties of it because we come prepared to hear the word and apply the word. All right, Mother D up Israel, let's go back and take a look at something that the seer says. And 2 Ezra chapter 9, 30-37, and Mother E, have me Mark chapter 4, verse 3, 13-15. We're going to drop 2 Ezra chapter 9, 30-37 on the table, and you ain't going to get nowhere with that unless you precept your Bible. But what would the seer got here? Mother D of Israel, 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 30 down to verse 37. Listen good. Come on.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verses 30-37. Verse 30. And thou speak, saying, "Hear me, O Israel, and mark my words, you seed of Israel." 31. For behold, I sow my Torah instruction in you, and it shall bring fruit in you, and you shall be honored in it forever. 32. But our fathers, which received the Torah instruction, kept it not, and observed not your ordinance, and through the fruits of your Torah instruction did not, though the fruit of your Torah instruction did not perish, neither could it, for it was thine. 33. Yet they that received it perished, because they kept not the things that was sown in them. 34. And lo, it is a custom when the ground has received seed, or the sea, a ship, or any vessel, meat or drink, that being perished within it was sown or cast into. 35. That thing also which was sown or cast therein or received doeth perish and remain not with us, but with us it has not happened so. 36. For we that have received the Torah instruction perish by sin, and our minds also which received it. Verse 37. Notwithstanding the Torah instruction perished not, but remain in his force.
Amen. He said, the seal brought you down the Torah instruction. He said, you tell them, seal, that it's really, so the Torah instruction was sold inside your brain. You is a walking Torah instruction. Know what he's saying? You tell them, the little ring, you in captivity, because you refuse to do what is sown into you. It's sown into you. Your DNA is keeping the Torah instruction. That was the man is saying. He said, it's sown in you. And that's what you kick against, the Torah instruction. But it's sown into you, Israel. Now, we're going to precept that and see what is sown in you by doing a precept by Mother Eve in Mark chapter 4, verse 3, then skip down to 13 through 15. Now, we're going to see, well, what are you talking about? What is sown into you? We're going to read Mark chapter 4, verse 3, 13 through 15. What does it say?
Mark chapter 4, verse 3, 13 through 15. Verse 3, hearken, behold, there went out a sword to sow. Verse 13, and he said unto them, know you not that this parable, and how then will you know all parables? Verse 14, the sower soweth the word. 15, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their mind. Verse 16.
That's
and
good.
These are the...
That's good, 15. That's it. That's good, 15. Read 14 again, Moby. So you see what he's saying? He said, you know, the six men that come, cast we come and show you the word. But out of the doggone, as we show you the word, Satan come immediately and just snatch it right off from you. The word is sown in you to be a performer of it. And you'll let Satan knees up to you and take it right away from you. Verse 14, Moby.
Mark chapter 4, verse 14. The sower sows the word. Verse 15. And these are they.
That's good right there. The sower, the six anointed camps, we sow you the word. And Mother Eve, Mother D of Israel, how long does this word last? According to Psalm 40, verse 8, down to verse 10. Isaiah 40, verse 8 to 10. So how long is we working with this word? 40, verse 8 through 10 of Isaiah. Backed up with Mother D, Mother E, and 125 of 1 Peter. That's the back, come on.
You said Isaiah chapter 40,
verse 8 down to 10.
8 to 10. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8 reads, the grass wither, the flower fades, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever. Verse 9, O Yahdai Judah, that bringeth good tidings, get you up into the high mountain, O Yahdai Judah, that bringeth good tidings, lift up your voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the city of Yahdai Judah, behold your Yahweh, verse 10, behold Yahweh will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his works before him.
So who does nothing for the Mother D of Israel? Who pays to take the lead and do all this good stuff? I mean, according to the Bible, who he come to see first and all that good stuff? Who is he coming to see?
Yahdai Judah.
Ain't that something? You see, you're not going to never be taught this. Yahdai Judah is the one who will do all the talking. And that's why you hear the six anointed camps do all the talking in your ear. Huh?
They're
going to tell you these things. But y'all know you pals know never mind. Continue that way. You're going to run into the king of terror. And you ain't going to like it. Now, Peter, pull that verse of Mother E. And 125, 1 Peter. He pulled that verse. What did he say?
1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 25. But the word of the Yahweh endureth forever. And this is the word which thou the covenant is taught unto you.
Mm-hmm. The word endureth forever, if you know you Israel. In the 15th chapter, verse 37 and 38, Mother D of Israel, what is the word telling us? What are we going to do forever, whether we like it or not? What it tell us? 15 of Numbers, verse 37 and 38. What did it say there, Mother D of Israel?
Numbers chapter 15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verse 37 and 38. Backed up with Mother E and 22, verse 5 and 12 of Deuteronomy. What did it say?
Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 and 38.
And 38, backed up with Mother E, and 22, verse 5 of Deuteronomy, and 12.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 and 38. Verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them, that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue.
Next verse.
39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and to do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring.
That is an order from Yahweh for the children of Israel to wear fringes. So when you're violating, you're violating what Yahweh telling you to do. So you know you ain't... What you can't abide around, you're going to violate what the man's going to go on your job and violate the check, man, and see how many checks you get. That's the same thing you're doing. Come on, Mother E. 22:5-12.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 22:5-12. Verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 12. Thus shall make the fringes upon the four quarters of their breast, wherewith thou cover thyself.
A woman should not be in her pants no time, just like a man should not be in a dress no time. No time. Supposed to have on fringes all the time. Even when you sleep, we'll have some fringes closed by you to keep the blessing of Yahuwah. Mosi of Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, 3, and 6. Mosi of Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, 3, and 6.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3 and 8.
And 6. 2, 3, and 6.
Oh, 2, 3, and 6. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in their mind, whether you would keep his Torah instructions or no. Verse 3. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with the manna which thou knowest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahuwah doeth man and woman live. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Your raiment
verse 6.
Therefore thou shalt keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in his ways and to fear him.
Romans 6:12-23. So what are you saying? Paul was invited to the temple to tell them, what are you saying back there on the right side of the book? What is he saying? What do the...
Well, we're going to be there again.
They have 23. That's exactly it. And 6, 12, and 23. Well, they'll cut it off. Romans 6, 12, and 23. Let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahuwah is eternal life through Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
They cut us off, Mother.
I guess so. They cut him off, then he cut us off.
Yeah. I guess. That's what we're supposed to do that way, I guess.
They'll cut us off in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
own path. And I feel 40 and 8. And that was Peter 1 and 25. Yes, please, please.
Well, I'm gonna get. Can you hear me, Mother E?
I hear you.
Well, I'm gonna do my close. I'm gonna read Psalms 119, verse 89 and 90 to 91. Forever, O Yahweh, your word is settled in heaven. 90. Your faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abides. 91. Thou continued this day according to thy ordinance, for all are your servants.
Mm-hmm.
Thanking Yahweh for his word. And my soul bless Yahweh, oh my soul, and all that is within me. And I say, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So you want to do a close, too? Why they still got us on him?
Well, I guess I just do Psalm 17. Praise the Yahweh, all you nations. Praise him, praise the Yahweh, all you nations of Israel. Praise him, all you people. For his mercy and kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Yahweh endures forever. Praise ye the Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hello,
Mother. You know something. You just Hallelujah.
Okay, our program has ended. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I guess you can say nothing here.
Hallelujah, Brother Yagda Israel. Your mother still on the line? We say after mother.
I'm
on
the line.
All right, Mother Eve. Let's see if we can, all right, Mother Eve, let's run it in to the air, shut it on down, whatever. Run to the book of Luke. Grab Luke chapter 12, verse 12, right quick.
Okay. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we believe that at VOTTY, believe that in that. Very same hour.
Speaking in anybody like a term that was covered in our lesson on Broad Talk. It appears that it ended a little bit abruptly. Probably caught the seer by surprise once again. I'm releasing the mic.
All right, Muddy. In that very same hour. The righteous minister spirit would teach you what you want to say.
Shalom, family. There was a pretty good discussion tonight by Sia Israel. And really, really good, profound scripts he went to. Back. If I could just throw maybe a couple of them on the table. Maybe get some kind of discussion going. If we can start with like Luke
13:23. Hello.
Go ahead, Mother. Go ahead and stretch out. Bo Yagda Israel, keep it moving. I'm the one that's cut off, not y'all. Come on.
Well, I'm trying to see what the next verse is.
See, I had to go to a conference line. Mother E, I was interrupted. I had to go to a conference line. So, Brother Yagda, let me see.
He gives me 12.
All right. Come on, Brother Yagda Israel, with your Luke 12. Yeah.
He gave me that already.
But the box tail have been lit. Keep moving. Brother Yagda Israel, deliver.
All right, now.
Somebody keep cutting in.
All right, Mother Israel, let's continue down this road. Let's let's see what's going on. Yeah, I was on the outside somewhere doing some other things, but nevertheless, let's see what we can get cranking up in here for this next 30 minutes or so. Let's peep at the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 16. Let's peep at this minister spirit right quick, Mother. St. John 14, verse number 16.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may abide with you forever.
Book of St. John 14, verse 26.
Verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
So the righteous minister spirit is sent. Let's see, who is it sent to, Mother? Who this righteous minister spirit is going to visit in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse number 31 and 32. Acts chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. Mother, you get ready to see your voice. Let's see who the minister spirit is going to knock on their door. Acts chapter 5, verse 31 and 32.
Acts chapter 5, verse 31 and verse 32. 31. Mm-hmm. Him has Yahweh exalted with his right hand to be a prince, a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the righteous spirit, whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him.
So the minister spirit is given to those that are Acts chapter 7. Book of Acts. Matthew 7. Let's take it about 13. See who that minister spirit is sent to. Acts 7, verse 13. Mother Israel, Acts 7, 13 and 14.
Acts 7, Matthew.
Matthew, chapter 7, 13 and 14.
Okay. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Enter you in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in that 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that findeth it.
So you got to strive for this thing. You got to put forth effort. You got to give it your best shot. Front to the book of Matthews right quick, Mother Israel. I see everything you do. You have to place the things of the Most High Yahweh. Let's see if we can pull that out in the book of Matthew. Let me see if I can write it down. Matthew chapter 6. Mother Israel, I see you right here. Right to the book of Matthew chapter 6. And let's look at verse number 32 and 33. Matthew 6, verse 32 and verse 33. Mother ye Israel, see you right here.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 and verse 33. Verse 32. But after all these things do the Gentiles seek for you.
After all these things do the nations seek, come on.
for your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Verse 33.
Yes, ma'am.
But seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
So you say you got to seek Yahweh and his Torah instructions. You got to put it in this proper place. You got to seek him first. Let's run to the book of Hebrews. Look at the word Hebrews, chapter 1, verse number 7, verse number 14. Mother Israel, subscribe to
Hebrews.
Look at the word Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14. Verse 7. And of the ministering spirit, he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers flame of fire.
Verse 14. Yes, ma'am.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
So the minister spirit are sent forth to them that are heirs of salvation. Let's see what else you got to have going on, Mother E, in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. What else you got to have going on? You got to be an heir. You got to be an heir. But let's see what else you got to have going on in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, Mother E, Israel, C. Roy.
2 Chronicles.
Look at
2
Chronicles
16,
verse number
9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, read. For the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishness. Therefore, from henceforth, I shall have walk.
So he said that one criteria is you got to be an heir in line for this salvation, right? And another thing he said is your mind got to be perfect toward him. We read that the minister spirit is sent to those that obey him. So let's see what it means to have your mind perfect toward him in the book of Isaiah, right? But Isaiah chapter 38. Let's see if we can get a handle on that, Mother E. Israel. The book of Isaiah 38. And let's look at verse number 3. Isaiah 38, verse number 3.
Okay. Book of Isaiah chapter 38, verse number 3. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 3, and said, remember now, O Yahweh, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect mind, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept for.
So he said that in order to have this perfect mind, you got to walk in truth, and you got to do those things that are good in the sight of the Most High Yahweh. So let's see if we can define that, Mother E, Israel, see Royal. Let's see that if we can define what is good in the sight of the Most High Yahweh. Run to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verse number 18. Mother E, Israel, see Royal. Deuteronomy 13, verse 18. What is good in the eyesight of the Most High Yahweh, Mother E. Israel of C. Roy? Deuteronomy 13, verse number 18.
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse number 18 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 13, verse 18. and thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to keep all his commandments, which
keep
I command thee.
Hold on. Keep all his Torah instructions, first five books of Moses. What about it?
Which I command thee this day to do that which is right in the eyes of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
But when you do the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahweh, then you're doing that which is right in the eyes of the Most High Yahweh. Turn to Deuteronomy 12, verse 28. Mother, eat Israel and see you later. Deuteronomy 12, verse 28.
Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 28 reads, observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So he said, you have to observe and hear all these words that the Most High have commanded us. Because that's what's good and right in the Most High eyes, right? Let's look at Romans. Let's make it plain as can be for the listener or you that's still on the line, Mother E. Let's run to the book of Romans chapter 7. And let's look at verse number 12, verse number 14. Let's just make it as plain as can be, Mother E. Israel. Look at Romans 7. Let's look at verse number 1, 12, and verse 14.
Book of Romans, chapter 7. The
verse
book of
one.
Romans, chapter
verse number 1, verse 12, verse 14.
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 1, verse 12, and verse 14. Romans, chapter 7, verse 1. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the truth, know the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction had dominion over man as long as he, over man or woman as long as he lived or she lived.
So he said that the first five books, which were authored by Moses, that they have dominion over man and woman as long as you got breath in your body. Verse number 12, come on.
Verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is right, and the commandments right, and justice and good.
So he said the Torah instruction, hold on, Mother. So he said that the Torah instruction is righteous, it's just and good. What else is it in verse 14, Mother Israel?
Verse 14. Well, we know that the Torah instruction is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin.
So he said that the Torah instruction also is spiritual. The Torah instruction, the first five books of Moses, is spiritual. Now let's see if we can run that down right quick in the book of St. John chapter 4. The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 24. Let's see who else is spiritual, Mother Israel or C. Royal. St. John 4, verse number 24.
Okay. Book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
St. John, chapter 4, verse 24, read. Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
They say Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Hebrews chapter 1, 7 and 14, right quick, Mother. Let's run down this air right quick, Mother. If we find out you got a send this minister spirit to those that are operating with a perfect mind. We read that a perfect mind is those that walk in truth. Let's look at the book of Hebrews, polluted word for Eber, chapter 1, 7 and 14 again, Mother Israel, I'll see you, Roy.
The book of Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. And of the ministering spirits and of the angels, he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers flame of fire? 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
So he said they are sent forth to minister to those that are heirs, meaning in line for this salvation, right? Let's write
right.
Galatians 4. Let's see if we can pull this apart and make it as plain as can be, Mother. See if we pull them statements apart. Let's see who are these heirs right quick. Let's see if we can write it down in the book of Galatians 4. Let's look at 5 through 7. Book of Galatians 4, 5 through 7. Mother E. Israel, I'll see you right.
The book of Galatians, chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians chapter 4. Verses 5 through 7.
Yes,
verse
ma'am.
Verse 5. To redeem them that were under the law, that
hold
we
that.
Might...
Hold that, brother. That's a powerful statement. He said he came to redeem them, right? That were
right.
under the law, the Torah instructions, right? So let's
right.
see if we can pull that out. Right quick, before we move on down the line, who was up under the Torah instructions? So I said the book of Psalm, chapter 78. Mother Israel, of C. Roy. Psalm 78. Let's keep at 1 through 5 right quick. Psalm 78, verse number 1 through 5. Let's see who was up under. Who was appointed to Torah instruction? Mother Israel, of C. Roy.
Psalm 78. Okay.
Psalm 78. The book of Psalm 78, verse number 1 through 5. Mother Israel, see Roy, because we just read that he came to redeem them that were under the law. That is what we just read. We read in the book of Eber, polluted word, Hebrews chapter 1, 7 through 14, that the minister of spirit is sent to those that are heirs of salvation. So we got to write all that good information down. Now let's see who was up under this law, Mother E. Israel, Psalm 78, 1 through 5.
Book of Psalms, chapter 78, verses 1 through 5. Give ear, O my people, to my to my law. Incline your ear.
To my Torah instructions. Give ear, O my people. To my Torah instructions, come on.
Give ear, O my people, to my Torah instructions. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth.
So he is, hold on. He is directing this conversation to a particular group of people, right? And he called them my people. And he said, give ear to my Torah instructions. Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. Verse 3. Which word, which we have heard and know, and our fathers have told us. Verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Yahweh and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Verse 5, where he established a testimony in Israel. And
He established the covenant with Israel, right? In Israel. And what else he do in Israel, Mother?
And appointed a Torah instruction in Israel, which he command our fathers that they should make them known to their children.
So the one that was up under the Torah instruction, the first five books of Moses, he appointed the Torah instructions in Israel, according to what we can read, right? But let's run back to that Galatians chapter 4. Mother Israel, see right. Look at Galatians chapter 4. And let's pick it back up at verse number 5. Galatians 4, 5 through 7. Mother E. Israel, I'll see you, Roy.
Galatians 5 through 7. Galatians chapter 4, verse 5. To redeem them that were under the Torah instruction, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6. And because we are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the Spirit of his son unto you, mine, crying.
Unto your mind. And he said, because we are sons and daughters, right? Yahweh
right.
has sent the spirit of his son into your mind, crying what? Mm-hmm.
Crying, amen. Our Father.
Crying, Abba Father. Verse number 7, come on.
Verse 7. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of Yahweh through Yahweh the son.
He said, now we are no more servants, but a sons and daughters, right? And if
right.
sons and daughters, then they make us heirs of Yahweh the father through Yahweh the son, right? So
mm-hmm.
all this good information, Mother, we're going to try to dissect it with these last few minutes that the airways are open. We're going to try to make it plain as can be to those that are still on the line. Let's run to Romans. Let's follow this train of thought right quick. Romans chapter 8. Well, they said a whole lot of good things about being an heir, right? He talked about being adopted. He talked about calling Abba Father. So let's peep at this thing right quick. Romans chapter 8. Let's look at verse number 9. Verse number 12 through 17. Mother E. Israel, the sea royal. Romans chapter 8, verse number 9. Verse 12 through 17. Let's see if we can just dissect this a little bit, Mother. Romans 9. Romans 8, verse 9.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Verse 12 through 17. Verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. Now if any man has not the spirit of Yahweh the Son, he is not of his.
So you say, if you don't have the spirit of Yahweh, you are not of his. Verse number 12, come on.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
But therefore, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh.
Hold on, Mother. That's very powerful there. He said, you don't owe this world anything, Mother. He said, no, it's not the world that you are in debt to. You are in
right.
debt. Let's see who you are in debt to. Verse 13. Let's see if we can pull this one out, Mother. Verse 13.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through this do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh.
So he said that, hold on. He said that as many that are led by the Spirit of the Most High Yahweh, right? They are the sons mm-hmm. and daughters of the Most High Yahweh. He got so much meat on this bone, it's just falling off the bone. Verse 15, come on, Mother E. Israel.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, our Father.
So he said that you receive the spirit of adoption before you can cry, Abba, Father, right? Verse 16. Let's see if we can run this straight on in, Mother. Verse 16. What you working with there, Mother?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahuwah.
We are the verse family 17. Of Yahuwah. Verse 17, come on.
Verse 17. And if the family then, and if the family be inherits of Yahuwah, and John has with Yahuwah the Son, and so be that we with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Now Paul is writing a letter to Rome, right? But let's see who over there in Rome that he is addressing this letter to right quick, Mother. Front of Romans 1, verse number 7. Who is he addressing this letter to? Because we know it's directed to Rome. But who in Rome is the receiver of the letter? In Romans chapter 1, verse number 7. Who Paul addressing this letter to, Mother?
Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahuwah, called to be saints, grace to you.
That's all we need. That's all we need. So this is directed to those that was called to be saints, right? So let's see if we can just make it plain as can be. Who is this that is called to be saints? In the book of Psalm 50, verse 5 and 7, Mother Israel C. Royal. Psalm 50, verse number 5, verse number 7. Who is this by name, Mother?
Okay. Psalm 50, verse 5, verse 7.
So you said that this was directed to those in Rome that was called to be saints. So let's see if we can place a name on them and just make it plain as can be here, Mother. Psalm 50, 5 and 7.
Book of Psalm, chapter 50, verse 5. And verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Gather my thanks together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me, a sacrifice.
Verse 7.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am Yahuwah, even your.
So we understand that Paul was writing in code. But if they, because Israel knew that they could go back and peep, see exactly what Paul was all, right? So these saints of the Bible, right, from Genesis to Revelation, is none other than the family of Israel. Let's get a second witness. Psalm 148, verse 14. Look at Psalm 148, verse 14, Mother Israel, the seed royal.
Book of Psalms, 148, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Psalm 148, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
He also exalted the horns of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yahuwah.
So he said he exalted the horn of his saints, even the children of Israel. Let's turn to the book of Sirach. It's a statement of Sirach right quick, Mother. Let me see if I can pull it out. Statement over in Sirach that I want to peep at right quick. In the book of Sirach, let's peep at the, let me see if I can write it down, Mother. Well, I don't see what I'm looking for there, but let's go back to that Romans chapter 8 while I write this down right quick. Romans chapter 8, Mother Israel, and let's look at 16 and 17 again. Let's revisit those two scriptures. Romans 8, verse 16 and verse 17. Mother Israel, let's see you right here.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 16 and verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8.
Book of Romans, verse chapter 8. Let's revisit that, because we read that if you have not the spirit of Yahweh, right, then you are not his. Let's run back to Romans 8. Verse 16 and 17. Let's revisit that, Mother E.
The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 17. Mm-hmm. Verse 16. The Spirit itself witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. Verse 17. And if the children, the family, then heirs of Yahweh and join themselves with Yahweh the Son.
Hold on, brother. He said now, if children, right, then heirs.
Right.
Heirs of Yahweh the Father, right? And he said joint heirs with Yahweh the Son. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, read that again, brother. Verse 17. Come on, read that one again.
Verse 7, Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
If the children then heirs of Yahweh and join heirs with Yahweh the Son, okay, I'm going to read again. And if children then heirs of Yahweh
heirs,
the Father.
Heirs of Yahweh the Father.
Heirs of Yahweh the Father, and join heirs with Yahweh the Son.
Yeah.
If so, that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified, honored together.
So he said that, that's a very powerful statement there. He said, now if we children, then we heirs of Yahweh the Father, right? And join heirs with Yahweh the Son. And we're going to leave it right there. And we finished that down the road a piece. Because that's very interesting information there, Mother E. But we're going to bring you in for your close, Mother E, Israel. I know you're ready for your close there, Mother E, Israel.
Okay. Yes, I guess I'll do it again. Thank you for praising Yahweh for another class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the teacher. Thanking and praising Yahweh for just being able to be in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's listening. And I'm going to read Okay, only you read of Psalms chapter 1. Verse 1 through 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is in the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and in his Torah instruction do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verse 4. The Anjawale are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Verse 5. Therefore the Anjawale shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Yahweh knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the Anjawale shall perish. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother Israel, see you royal. Just to the listener audience again, we will be off tomorrow, but we'll be right back in at Wednesday. I believe the time is 6 o'clock. So we'll be at it again Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Till then, Yahweh be with you, and Yahweh bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips.
Too late.